sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse across this land. He has fire in his eyes, and the sword in his hair, he's riding a white horse all across this land. He's calling out to you and me. You ride with me. He has fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse across this land.
Well, greetings everybody, Pastor Buddy, joining you live tonight. We got a lot of storms here in Morrison, Tennessee, home of
WRV 3.185. Got a lot of lightning, electrical disturbance. You might not be able to get us on internet tonight. We advise you to go to oneyahweh.com. You can listen to it broadcast live on our website. If you happen to not be able to get it on WWRP 3.185 on the internet. So if you all are listening on the shortwave tonight and you're receiving our broadcast signal and you would like to go and listen to it on internet download, just go to oneyahweh.com. Yeah. Now we're going to remind you one more time as we turn the music down here for you. If you are listening on the shortwave tonight and you would like to hear us on the internet, go to oneyahweh.com. Now, why is it throughout Bible history, and it's a definite fact, people used the Hebrew calendar, which used the natural movements of the heavens to tell time? And why have we invented a Babylonian man-made application to tell time? We just don't understand that. So tonight, we're going to talk about heaven's clock on part 5 of Sabbath Facts. I want you to stay tuned. As I said, go to oneyahweh.com. If you're having trouble on your download computer internet, you can listen and hook up with us on our download at oneyahweh.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we know that Yahweh's time clock is something that He invented. Man didn't invent it. A day was from sunset to sunset. A month was from new moon to new moon. The word month means moon or moed, and a year was from spring equinox to spring equinox. Bible months always now, no exception. Now, I don't know why that everybody thinks, well, we don't do it that way anymore. We keep the days of the week. We don't keep monthly applications. Well, that's exactly how that Yahweh described always, no exception, that time or the month begin on a new moon. Now, it went like that until the time of Christ. We know that. There was no changes in biblical or no changes in the prophets. And there's not going to be any changes in the new kingdom. Now, this is why I want to emphasize this. So you people, you brothers and sisters, or you people that are really concerned about your Sabbath and keeping it, and you should be, because after you hear me tonight, I think you'll know that if you don't keep Yahweh's commandments, you're going to have some gate problems. And that's true for all of us. And we're judged on our works as performance based on His commandments. You say, well, no, see, everything, Pastor Buddy's, this is a new day. Well, now, let me give you this again. In the 66th chapter of the book of Isaiah, it is definitely stated that in the new millennial kingdom, this is the future kingdom, the one to come, that we're going to still be on the new moon to Sabbath, new moon to Sabbath, new moon to Sabbath. Now, let me tell you again that throughout Bible history, I've been searching it for 50 years and better. The Hebrew calendar was set to the natural movements of the heavens to tell time. A day was from sunset to sunset, and I still keep it that way. It was from new moon to new moon. I still keep it that way and hope you do. The word month means moon or moad, a time, season, and festival, which was observed on the 14th day of the month, meaning that when you go to Passover, that's the first festival in the spring. It was observed on the 14th day of the month, and that's always occurred at a full moon, and only conjunctions and which we begin part one, you begin that after the conjunction, not before but after. And that you have your eclipse. This is a natural phenomenon. Yahweh Himself set it up. It's amazing. And on your eclipse, you only have eclipse to show on the full moon. That's when the moon and the sun is face to face in its rotation. When it actually conjuncts to a new moon, and when it eclipses to a full. Now, the Ten Commandments, there's a movie, you know, that talks about the Ten Commandments, and Charlton Heston played Moses, and he brought it down, and you know, nothing's changed, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a movie. This is for real. The first quarter, seen from the earth, rises at noon and sets at midnight. Now, I want to repeat that. Notice this now. Again, the Creator of the heavens and the earth gave us rules to follow. Nothing except man, and the Bible says in Daniel 7:25, they will seek to change times and the laws. That means the universal natural laws that apply through biblical application and followed religiously by the Hebrews. Now, the Jews is another matter. I'm not talking about the Jews. I'm talking about the Hebrews, the ancient prophets, the teachers of Scripture. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the 12 tribes, not just a one tribe of Yehuda, which they had some corruption. I mean, they had people come into their tribe and their house and divide it. And the Bible said a divided house won't stand, and true to form, it fell. Matter of fact, all 12 tribes failed because of the most important aspect of commandment keeping determined by the Creator. And I've studied the Bible a long time and really tried to figure out what really makes Yahweh unhappy. And the number one reason out of the 10 commandments was the fourth one. When we forgot His Sabbath, His rest day. And I don't really understand why. Except that was the time that He said that He would rest. And the Bible said, take heed that you, if you've got an unbelieving heart, that you fail not to enter into His rest. See what that is? In John 14:15, the Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you say you love me and won't keep them, you're lying, the truth ain't in you. The fourth commandment was one that really ticked Him off. Now, of course, all the commandments are important. The first one is, Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one. You love Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. So, if you keep the first one, you ain't going to have no trouble keeping the fourth one. You may have to dig like I did. Now, I really love my Creator. I know I love that first commandment. I know I kept it in my heart. Maybe you do too. Maybe you know. Now, the Bible said every man's way seems right in his own eyes. If you keep His commandments, then you know that you love Him. If you strive to enter in straight gate. Now, I know people that will not buy anything on the Sabbath unless it's an absolute emergency or the ox gets in the ditch and there is some things that Yahweh would let you out. But if you've got a heart to really want to keep His commandments, the fourth commandment being the basis of what I've described to you as the whole duty of man, as it's recorded in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Fear Yahweh and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Fear Yahweh. Fear Yahweh and keep His commandments. Now, if the Sabbath don't mean nothing to you, if loving Yahweh don't mean anything to you, then loving His commandments wouldn't mean anything. You've got to be fully devoted and fully appreciative of Yahweh's reasoning. Now, you may not know why He said to keep yourself unspotted from the world, not to mix your blood. People that really seek Yahweh, have kept His commandments and have this understanding, they know why. They literally know why. And they know how to please Him. Because the Bible said, if a man's ways please Yahweh, even his enemies will be at peace with him. If your ways please Yahweh, not man now. For I say unto you, until heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass till all is fulfilled. Now, ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that Yahweh wants you to fear Him? Don't you know that Yahweh wants you to put your faith in Him and love Him with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength? Don't you know that Yahweh is waiting on you to try you, to see? You know, most people's excuse, well, we never have enough money to serve Him. We never have enough money to keep the festivals. And I know it's hard, especially in this distressed time, especially for old people. We barely, people that are drawing Social Security. And, you know, speaking about Social Security, they're now making it harder and harder and harder to get on Social Security. And the reason why is because they have used all the money out of Social Security by robbing that fund that was set up to protect the poor people. This is basically all we've got. It's all I've got, is to draw my Social Security. And now they have extended the age limit. It used to be 62, now it's 65, and now it's going to be 72. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know that the average age of a man to live is 68 point whatever years. You see what they're doing? They're waiting you out or stalling you off so that the less and less people, and here's why. The baby boomers, 40 incredible million of the baby boomers have come online for their Social Security at the age of 65. Approximately 40 million to add to the rolls. And see, that's breaking the fund, the trust, because the trust itself has been mismanaged. Till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or one tittle will pass from my law, which is the Ten Commandments. And if you'll keep them, you'll see that His commandments are not grievous. It's a joy to keep the Sabbath. It's a joy to look into the heavens, to His magnificent timepiece, the sun and the moon, as they conjunct and as they go through the heavens on a regular basis like precision. Man has variably put a way that seems right into the calendar and hung it on the wall, and 99% of all people on the earth are keeping the Gregorian calendar, which is nothing what should I say without making you mad? Oh, to hell. I'll just make you mad. It's a piece of junk. A piece of garbage. Man-made. Get out of that. You say, well, if I don't go to work on Monday morning, I'm going to be fired. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is a hard saying, and who can hear it? I'm just going to be frankly honest with you. If you don't love Him and keep His commandments, do we make void the law through faith? You got to have faith here. Certainly not. Or Yahweh forbid. On the contrary, we establish the law. Romans 3:31. He that says, I know Him, and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. 1 John chapter 2, verse 4. Now, I want to ask you a question. Where in the Bible does it say to keep Saturday for the Sabbath? You say, well, it don't say that. Okay? Where in the Bible does it say to keep Sunday? And you say, well, it don't say that. But I'm going to keep it anyway. Because that's what our calendar says to do, and they say that Saturday is the seventh day, and when Christ come, He changed it to the first day of the week, and the disciples kept it on the first day of the week. And I can read it in the Bible. You cannot read nowhere in the Bible that they kept the Sabbath as the first day of the week. Always when the Sabbath ended, naturally, the next day is the first day of the week, even on a lunar calendar. So it doesn't prove that they were keeping a Gregorian calendar, and everybody thinks that Jesus was reading a Pope Gregory's calendar in this time. No. He was before Pope Gregory. But they were using a false calendar, the Julian calendar, at the time of Christ, and Christ, it is nowhere recognized that He ever recognized their calendar. He that says, I know Him and won't keep His commandments is a liar, and the truth ain't in Him. 1 John chapter 2, verse 4. The works of His hands are verity and justice. His precepts are sure. they stand fast forever and forever. That means His Word is forever and ever and are done in truth and uprighteousness. And Psalms 111, 7 and 8 confirms that His Word is a solid foundation. His law is still in effect. If you say you love Him and will not keep His calendar, the one He chose now, whosoever commits sin also commits lawlessness. And sin is the transgression of His commandments. 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. By this we know Him and know that we are the children of Yahweh when we love Him and keep His commandments. 1 John chapter 5, verse 2. How plain can Yahweh make it for you? You say, well, now I was raised in church and boy, I've seen Mom shout and Dad shout on Sunday and on Saturday, glory to God. It doesn't matter if you shout on Saturday and Sunday. You can shout on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. You can shout all the day long, and I wish you could. But there's only one day on a natural time clock on a calendar that was devised by Yahweh Himself. And the Hebrews kept this heaven's clock. And they kept it throughout Bible history. And they used the natural movements and they observed them because we read in the Bible that the first quarter rises at noon and sets at midnight. The new moon, as seen from the earth, rises at sunrise and sets at sunset. Eclipses of the sun only occur at a new moon, when the moon is between earth and the sun. Full moon, as seen from earth now, rises at sunset and sets at sunrise. Eclipses of the moon, the lunar eclipses, only occur at a full moon, when the earth is between the sun and the moon. Now, you see, the last quarter, as seen from earth, rises at midnight and sets at noon. So Yahweh covered the whole 24-hour span to where you could look at this natural calendar that Yahweh has got for you. So the days of nature, that's what we want you to see. He said, well, I ain't got time to do that, Pastor Buddy, and it's too late for me to start. I don't know a thing about what you're talking about that old crazy moon. And I just wish that God hadn't put it up there, glory to God, and He needs to take it down and get over it. We're in a modern age now, and we keep time by the way that they send us a calendar. Ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the weakest, dumbest, miserablest, poorest excuses that I've ever heard. The Bible says this, study to show yourself approved, workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Are you going to be ashamed in the day when He says, I want you to come and I want you to keep my calendar? And you say, well, when is your calendar? And He said, well, from one new moon to the next, to the Sabbath, to the next, based on a new moon. You say, oh my God, now don't bring that old crap in here. You know, if they won't keep His commandments, they won't keep yours. If you keep His commandments, they won't keep yours. They're going to cast you out as evil. And the dragon, Satan, was wroth and angry at the woman because it kept the commandments of Yahweh. And they had the testimony of the Messiah that He kept the natural calendar. And the Satan, the dragon, was angry and went out to make war with the remnant of those that love Him and keep His commandments. Now, you see what you got going here? You know, most of our people that are listening to me tonight that love Yahweh and keep the lunar calendar, they're on a time schedule that the devil don't like. I mean, they really roar. It gets them upset. I know one of the brothers that was out at a meeting here couple, 3 weeks ago and stopped by in this little old church in the country, in the mountains. And he told him he had been baptized in the name of Yahweh since he seen him. And he said, well, if that's the case, you just get out of here. Cast him out for the name. Boy, what a happy day that brother got thrown out of that snake pit. Satanic witchcraft, even denying the name that saves them and will bring upon themselves swift destruction. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's getting bad when they will not enter into life because they will not keep His commandments. Matthew 19:17. If you will enter into life, keep My commandments. I want to repeat that. If you will enter into life, keep My commandments. My covenant, I will not break. I will not alter the word that has gone out of My lips. Man has changed it. Yahweh still keeps it. He's a man of His word. He will not change. His word is forever settled in heaven and earth, and nothing can be added to it, and certainly nothing taken away. Here is the patience of the saints. Now, I want to encourage you, Sabbath keepers, you lunar Sabbath keepers. When you go against Saturday, and you go against Sunday, and you teach contrary to Saturday and Sunday, you know yourself, you in a minority. You know yourself that you've got the devil angry. You know yourself they're not going to hear the testimony that you've got. When you come in and they hate you for His name, you can be accepted in the name of Jesus in every Christian church in the world. You come to Him in the name of the mighty I Am, the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. You come to Him in that magnificent Hebrew name of the Creator, which was His name. He ain't altered it. The word went out of his mouth. It ain't coming back, ladies and gentlemen. You know why? Simply because Yahweh is your friend and He is your deliverer. He's going to keep you until the end. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. He's going to keep you from the hour of temptation. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments and the faith of the Messiah. Revelation 14:12. And the dragon became angry with the saints that love Yahweh and kept His commandments. Let your light shine. Oh boy, I was proud of this brother when he stopped by and talked to this old false prophet that hates the name of Yahweh. Oh, he cast him out. You just get on out of here. Who is the preacher to tell you to leave God's house? Who is he? Ladies and gentlemen, you sort of wonder, don't you? You sort of wonder why that they hate Yahweh so bad. I'll tell you why. They profess with their mouth that they love Yahweh, but in reality, they hate Him. They hate Him. They despise His name. It's against their tradition. But let your light shine that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Do not think that I am come to destroy the law of the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Bring that natural calendar in and remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy as much as it lays within your very being. Stand on His word. Don't take down. Have patience. He rested on the seventh day. And I've done proof to you on the scale of the Ezekiel calendar of Ezekiel 46 and verses 1 and 2 that if you keep the new moon That's day one. And then you work 6 days in between the boxes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then you write number 8 in that box. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. First quarter. Isn't that a simple, simplistic plan? And then you would work 6 more days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And that brings you to the 15th day, which is the full moon. And we done told you the laws of operation on a full moon. It's heaven's clock. It's actually heaven's clock. The eclipses of the moon, these are the lunar now, only occur at the full moon when the earth is between the sun and the moon. Isn't that a marvelous little synchronicity? It's like little juggling things that Yahweh Himself created the heavens and juggled the heavens around to create a clock in the very heavens that is so accurate and so amazing and so confusing to the world and yet simplistic to those that love Yahweh and are keeping His commandments. It is wonderful. Remember the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. You want to go to heaven? Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to keep the lunar Sabbath. And ladies and gentlemen, Martin Luther. I'm not talking about Martin Luther King. I'm talking about the great German shepherd, Martin Luther. They, when referring to the Catholic Church, allege the Sabbath changed into Sunday that they call the Lord's Day. Contrary to the Decalogue, as it appears, neither is there any example more boasted of them of the changing of the Sabbath day. Great, they say it is the power and authority of the church since it dispensed with one of the Ten Commandments. And this was in August Berg, Confession of Faith, Article 28, Paragraph 9, by the great preacher Martin Luther. Now, he didn't have the lunar knowledge. He was still hooked on the bases of the false church of the Catholic Church. He just got out of the frying pan and went to the fire because he thought it was on Saturday, the one that the Jews kept. There was and is a commandment to keep the Sabbath day. But that Sabbath day was not Sunday. That Sabbath day was not Saturday. That Sabbath day was to keep it from one new moon to the other in a monthly setting with 4 Sabbaths in between with the 354 days made up every 13 moons. On every third year, there was a 13th moon, which cycled in 19 to make up the difference between the time gap to keep the seasons within. You say, oh, that's so complicated. Well, they do it on the Roman Catholic calendar. You see, the only thing that's complicated is the truth is complicated and you're too lazy to figure it out. And the lie is complicated, but they figure it out for you. And the fact is that figures don't lie, but liars figure. Now go figure. Do your own figuring. If you lie, and if you figure it out wrong, the Bible said, when you search the Scriptures. In 364, the leaders of the main body of the early church officially changed the observance of the Sabbath from Saturday to the first day of the week. And again, the people, the Protestants that hated the whore, but followed her lead and went over to Sunday worship. 90% of the Christian church goes to Sunday worship. There's about, well, less than probably 1% of the world's population that keeps Saturday. because the Jews are a few, and the Seventh-day Adventists are, and those like myself that kept the Saturday. I wasn't a Seventh-day Adventist. I didn't buy into that. I don't follow no woman. Not to say that Miss White was wrong. She had a lot of wonderful things that I appreciate. And I appreciate the Seventh-day Adventists and their ability to try to stay clean, and most of them are vegetarian, which I don't approve of. You got to have some meat, especially once a year when Yahweh commands you to eat lamb to celebrate His Sabbaths. And that high holy day on Passover was always on the 15th day, where there was an eclipse in the full moon. And we know that one of the most interesting things that I have ever studied is the time that the Messiah was born. It's amazing. I began to see a mystery that I have never seen before in my life some 20 years ago. And it was the fact that the second Passover was more involved in the actual keeping of the Passover than was the first Passover. And then the more I began to study on the second Passover, the more I realized that our Messiah was born in the second Passover, somewhere close to the second Passover, if not on the second Passover. And He died there. I know exactly when He died. He died on the eve of the second Passover. The Jews actually refused to kill Him on their Passover. And I've preached that, and I'm the only one that I know in the world that preaches that. There may be others, but I don't know them. I'm the only one in the world that preaches that. Does that make me the Lone Ranger? No, these other people believe it. An increasing number of people throughout the world are realizing the importance of keeping the seventh-day Sabbath and the lunar applications of the festivals, finding the blessings and the peace that comes from the obedience to our Creator. And Yahweh has pronounced a special blessing upon the people that do it and the days that they keep. When you strive to enter in at the straight gate, Sabbath keeping, faithfulness. Take heed, lest any of you have an unbelieving heart, fail to enter into His rest. Now, what was He talking about? That was His Sabbath. The Sabbath is the oldest religious practice known to man. Let me rephrase that. The Sabbath is the oldest truth practice known to Ish, the sons of Ish. It was established at the creation, before the first sin was ever committed, or there was ever a need for an animal sacrifice to cover up the sin, or for those who would break His Sabbath by disobedience. It was sanctified and blessed because He rested on His work on the seventh day. Now remember, if He commanded you to keep the new moon, what day you think you keep? That's the question for you. Not only was the Sabbath kept at creation before sin, it is also kept by the redeemed in heaven after sin is abolished through His own blood on the very day that He was in the earth. And His blood had just been poured out at the evening of the 14th day, which was the Passover, when the blood of the Lamb was to be shed. Here, Yahweh was resting on the Sabbath day, and that was on the full moon of the 15th. Incredible. Wonderful blessings waiting you as you join those in heaven and follow the faithful obedience of the patriarchs, the examples that they set, And as Yahweh's custom was, according to Luke chapter 4, verse 16, he entered in to the temple and worshipped on the Sabbath day. And you say, oh, Pastor, but that was on Saturday. Yeah, boy, he was a Saturday keeper. He was not a Saturday keeper. You can't read that in the Bible that he kept Saturday. Well, it said he kept seventh day and Saturday seventh day. Isn't that simple arithmetic, Pastor Buddy? Yeah. Yeah, it's real simple. For liars who figure, they sat down and figured you out a seventh day and told you that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, rest. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, rest. And that they've kept it exactly on Saturday since the beginning of creation. And that's a lie. History will defy that. There's no record of anywhere where man, without the natural calendar in the heaven and heaven's time clock, which resets freshly every month, it resets itself, and you're to blow the horn in the new moon, and you're to celebrate that day, do your charity work, whatever you've got to do for Yahweh, and keep it holy. And then you work 6 days. And then you rest. Well, let's go to Adam. What kind of a man was he? Now, in the end of the series that I'm going to do, and I really don't know how many parts I'm going to do, but I'm going to do a series on the eighth day. I'm going to show you seventh-day people, you ain't in the game. You can't even get close to this doctrine by keeping a continuous, and it's unbiblical. Yahweh has a wonderful Sabbath blessing waiting for you if you'll obey it. Oh, what satisfaction, what peace. Specified holy. Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life. Did you know that in the time that He rested, that everything was closed in the garden? And that Adam, when he came into existence, was created in a flesh body on the eighth day outside the garden? Oh, my. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. New moon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And he rested. And then he made Adam on the eighth day. That's the examples, ladies and gentlemen. That's what Yahweh wants you to see. He kept the Sabbath. Matthew chapter 12, verse 1 through 14. John 5, 1 through 21. 7 through 21 and 12 or 24. He always claimed the Sabbath was a day to rest and to heal people. Now, what day you think that was? When he told him to take up and take his bed, you think that might have been a new moon Sabbath? Or a new moon rest day? Could have been. We don't know. We do know in Luke 6 and 1 that it was a new moon. I do know that because they went through the grain fields in 2 days picking the corn. They went through 2 consecutive Sabbaths. That's what it said. Yeah, I agree. 2 Sabbath days, not 2 weeks of Saturday groupings. And we're going to get into more of the New Testament Sabbath keeping when we come back here tomorrow night on the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. I'm going to get into the eighth day. I'm going to show you the examples, and the very day that Christ was circumcising was the very day that Christ told him to circumcise, and it wasn't on the seventh day. I'm sorry. The only way it could have been on the seventh day was if they had had observed that month a new moon, just like we do. We're the only one who can keep an eighth day proper in the heavenly time clock. Oh, I'm so thankful. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you at this hour. Bless this message. Let it enter into the hearts of those that seriously and independently are seeking outside the traditions of the church world, the confusion of Babylon that they have adopted in the Gregorian calendar, and arguing on Saturday and Sunday, which neither is the correct Sabbath. If we take the new moon, we rest that day, we celebrate and blow the trumpet, we still do it, Father. We still observe it. That's your word. You don't change. You're forever settled in heaven. Nothing can be added to your word and nothing taken away. Heavenly Father, bless those that endeavor to seek you, to enter into where the tree of life will shut up until we come back to your rest on your day and your time clock, where Satan is ruling over the majority of Christianity, sitting in the seat of Moses, the body of law that he desired, lying to the people in the examples of Revelation chapter 2, verse 9 and 3, verse 9, and his seed are still lying. Father, curse that seed. Bring forth the day of revelation. Open the ears of those that's listening tonight that they could see this wonderful, glorious, magnanimous truth, that they could pass from death unto life and see the light of the heavenly time clock, and study to show the self-approved workman that needeth not to be ashamed, tearing down the Babylon calendar from their walls, burning their curious art, casting it into a fire, looking up into the heavens to your timepiece, your magnificent jewels in the sky. As we keep the calendar of faith of the 12 jewels, representing the 12 tribes and the 12 apostles, as we wear these jewels in our heart, as we study to show ourselves approved, study to show that we know the time and the hour, that it won't come on us unaware. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Pastor Buddy tonight, and if you'd like to have our series that we're doing on the lunar Sabbath, we challenge anybody in the land anywhere who would defy it. We curse these mealy-mouthed, two-faced, slow-belly, looker-lovers that preach to change times and laws. Father, bind them up and burn them in the fire. Open the people's minds that they have blinded. Father, this is a revelation that has to be sought with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. Heaven is not cheap at any price. Regardless of what price you set, we shall obey. We shall seek you with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind. Write me tonight, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. Now that's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Again, I'll give it to you very slowly. Right for this Sabbath series, it might open your mind to the heavenly time clock. The Sabbath is very important. You can't get to heaven without keeping it, but you got to keep the right one. It's not no eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a Sabbath on the go. You got to have the true Sabbath that Yahweh chose. The eighth day Sabbath. It's the eighth day Sabbath that I'm teaching tonight. I'll prove it tomorrow night. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, you can call me tonight. I'm live around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel, the transmitting jewel of the South, none to compare. Going around the world, live on digital internet. You might have had some trouble connecting tonight through the storms, and we apologize for that, but you see, that's part of the nature plan. Yahweh's got the he holds it all in his hands. So if you'd like to call us tonight, area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Now, we are in the process of trying to acquire some property down south of where I'm at here in eastern Tennessee. If you can help me, I need your love offerings and your help now. I need you to mount up and ride. I need you to come on board. And I need you to help me. Praise Yahweh. Come on. Let's ride. Yahweh bless you. Call me up. Talk to me. Say, Pastor Buddy, I have a few silver coins or a few gold coins I'd like to donate to the festival site. I promise you, it'll be a place for the poor. It'll be a haven of rest for the weary. It'll be a truth sanctuary. It'll be the eternal Sabbath place that we can worship and come in full confidence that we're pleasing Yahweh. And we'll ride with him when he comes back. I can't wait. I'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central, the early show with Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. Part 6 coming up on the 8th day. You don't want to miss it. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you. And I love you.
Lord, I know what I want my answer to be. When you say, will you ride with me? Don't want anything down here holding on to me. When you say, will you ride with me? Can you see that number no man can number? Riding alongside Jesus. But he's calling out to us right now, saying, will you ride with me? And we say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yeah.